You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 1994. And this is going to be a very, very unusual DX Audio Service. Not just because it's February 1994, but we're recording this entire program remotely away from the DX Audio Service, and we're not doing like what we've done before, where we've taken and sent the sound bites back from location to the studio and had them put together the program. We're taking and putting together the entire program on location, sending the master back to Lima for duplication, and this is going to be interesting. What we basically did was pull a bunch of the equipment out of the rack back at Great Northern Broadcast Company, packed it up into several crates, carted it out here, and set it up on a table here, and we're putting together your DX Audio Service. Don't worry, we're going to have everyone that we normally have on the normal edition of a DX Audio Service, and maybe even some other people will drop in, and we'll see. Should be interesting, like I said. We're also going to make a little contest out of this thing. How many know about a computer game called Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? I guess there's even a board game like that out. Well, we're going to have a contest like that on the DX Audio Service. Where in the world is Fred Volpe? Actually, I'll even define it even closer. Where in the United States is Fred Volpe? I'll be giving you clues all during this program on where I am. And then based upon the geographic and radio clues, that should give you an idea of what city I'm in. And what you need to do is, if you have a guess, jot it down on a card or letter and send it back to the studio. Obviously, it won't do any good to send it here. Send it to Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. And what we'll do is we'll take all the correct entries, we'll put them into a hat and draw one out, and give that lucky DX Audio Service listener a valuable prize from the Publication Center. So let's get on with the DX Audio Service on this edition. Did bring some of my notes and like to make mention that we had a nice conversation with Hap Holly, KC9RP, who wanted me to let all our DX Audio Service members know that he is going to be at the American Council for the Blind's National Convention, which is going to be held in July the 7th. And Hap is going to be doing a seminar there. And wanted me to remind all DX Audio Service members that if you have a chance, stop by, see him, and let him know that you are a DX Audio Service subscriber. Also, he may mention that he's going to be at the Dayton Ham Fest in Dayton, Ohio. And that's, let's see, third weekend in April, I believe. He's going to be at booth C1. That's between rooms 1 and 2. And usually around Saturday at about 2 p.m. or so. So stop on by there if you happen to get to the Dayton Ham Fest and say hello to Hap and let him know you're a DX Audio Service subscriber. We had a lot of kind words sent to us about some recent mentions of the DX Audio Service, both in Playback Magazine. We'd like to thank Ed Potter, and we'd also like to thank Jonathan Marks up at Radio Netherlands for a fine job of promoting the DX Audio Service and some of the kind words that they've said. Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you, Edward, for those fine words. Hope we can return the favor many, many times. Got a message from Mr. Ken Chatterton, who wanted me to let everyone know that the Publication Center still has plenty of catalogs if you're interested in products for your DX hobbies and just for your personal things, such as coffee cups, coffee mugs, stationery from the National Radio Club, books, publications, past reprints, and a whole lot more. You might want to contact the Publication Center and ask for a catalog. You can just write to Ken Chatterton at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, USA. I've always said there's three books that you got to have in your DX den if you're a serious DXer. First book is, if you're shortwave, you got to have the WRTH, which is put together by Andy Sennett. Then there's the FM Atlas by Dr. Bruce Elving. And the third book you got to get is the AM Radio Log from the National Radio Club. Those are the three biggest publications with the most information. Land those, and you've got a wealth of knowledge at your fingertips. Well, the music's about to end, and that means that Jerry Starr is coming up here on the DX Audio Service, and we'll be back with a whole lot more, so just stay tuned. Oh, by the way, the clue? Well, I'll tell you what. I left Lima. We took US 30 to the west. Now, here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. We have four editions of The Switch this month on the audio service, and we start with reference number 329. Call letter changes include on 760 KRZN Thornton, Colorado, changing to KTLK. On 1000 WLUP in Chicago, finally officially changes their call to WMVP. That means that on 1290 WMVP in Greenfield, Wisconsin, changes to WMCS. And that means that 1400 WMCS in Machias, Maine, becomes WALZ. 1440 WBKI Bremen, Georgia, changing to WGMI. And on 1470 KWOG in Douglas, Wyoming, becomes KKTY. Looking into otherness on 980 KCAB Dardanelle, Arkansas, this silent station is back on the air. 1440 WSEL Pontotoc, Mississippi is silent. 1500, this is kind of interesting, KMXO in Merkel, Texas, this silent station that was thought to have had its license canceled and the call letters deleted, is back on the air. The FCC removed this license from their database, and other services such as the M Street Journal have also deleted this station from all their lists, and now it has returned from the dead. According to the manager, the FCC has reinstated the canceled license, and the station is back on the air, started on the 1st of August. So add back into your log KMXO on 1500 in Merkel, Texas. They are 250 watts. The antenna is D3. They have Spanish format, Spanish religious format. And finally, on 1550, KRGQ in Granger, Utah, changes its city of license. City of license for this station is now West Valley City, Utah. Moving on to switch number 330, there were no call letter changes. One application for a new station, which is something we don't see very much anymore. Someone has applied to build a new station in Altoona, Wisconsin, 2,500 watts daytime, 100 watts night, U2 antenna. This appears to be the same application that was tendered and then quickly withdrawn in mid-93, with the exception that the previous application was for a U1 antenna. Looking into otherness on 860 WRFB, Cocoa, Florida, this silent station is back on the air. 1130 KHTH, Dillon, Colorado, this silent station has also returned to the air and is now relaying KNUS, the 710 station in Denver. 1240 KMCL McCall, Idaho. There had been some question as to whether or not this station may have returned to the air, but the owners of the station we contacted say that it is not on the air. As a matter of fact, the tower is no longer up. However, they possibly may reactivate this station in late 1994. 1260 KBRH, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This station that was silent is now back on the air with its new calls, by the way. There was some question of whether the call was W or KBRH. The call is KBRH. 1370 CFVD in DeGelis, Quebec, has approval from the CRTC to go to FM and delete this AM facility. No timetable has been announced yet. Moving on to reference 331, just one call letter change, actually a non-change, on 1230, WKDH, Baltimore, Maryland. That new call was never used. It has been set aside, and the station has retained their former call of WITH. And in otherness on 1160, WVNJ, Oakland, New Jersey, after several months of on-the-air testing, this new station is now finally on the air. 1230 WMAF in Madison, Florida. This silent station has returned to the air. As a matter of fact, the station reports that they were never really off the air at all. Evidently, they had technical difficulties that caused a very brief silent period. Also on 1230 WAZF, Yazoo City, Mississippi, another silent station that has returned to the air. On 1240 WJDQ, Marion, Mississippi, this one's gone. Delete the license and call letters from the log. On 1270 WWCA in Gary, Indiana, this station now has changed its city of license. They are now licensed to East Chicago, Indiana, although their studio location and mailing address remains the same. 1400 WELL, Battle Creek, Michigan, a silent station has returned to the air. 1400 WTIJ, Roxbury, New Hampshire, a construction permit for a station that was never built has now been canceled, and those call letters have been deleted. 1470 KBCW Brooklyn Park, Minnesota is silent. And on 1470 also, WLMC in Georgetown, South Carolina. This silent station, used to be WVBX, has been off the air for over a year, but the owner indicates this station may be returning to the air soon with those new calls, WLMC. Finally, on 1490 WUSS, Atlantic City, New Jersey, this on-again, off-again station is at the moment on again. And finally, under edition 332, we find a number of call letter changes. On 600, CHRX Vancouver, British Columbia becomes CKBD. 700, KQKE Soledad, California changing to KSUR. On 850, WKIX Raleigh, North Carolina becomes WYLT. 1120 WBIS in Bristol, Connecticut, changing to WPRX. On 1190 KNBA, Vallejo, California, changing to KXBT. 1400 KUNA, Indio, California, changes to KBZT. On 1460 KGGO, Des Moines, Iowa, becomes KDMI. 1490 WXLS, Biloxi, Mississippi, becomes WXBD. On 1540, KLAU, Capitola, California, changes to KMBY. And finally, we top out the dial with two changes. On 1590, KXEM, McFarland, California, becomes KSUV. And KTIL in Tillamook, Oregon, becomes KMBD. And looking at otherness, on 590 WCSP in Crystal Springs, Mississippi, the FCC has issued notice asking the station to show cause why their license should not be revoked. The station has been silent since 1991. The station has 30 days to respond or the license will be canceled. 700, an application for a new station in Forney, Texas, that's been around for quite a few years, has now officially been denied. If that's in your log, you can scratch it out. 840 WCTG Columbia, South Carolina. We're receiving reports that this new station is on the air. Likewise, on 880 WPIP Winston-Salem, North Carolina, another new station appears to have taken to the air. On 1180 WHJM Knoxville, Tennessee, their construction permit for a full-time operation is now on the air. Of course, their night power is a mighty 1 watt, but we understand that 1 watt is actually audible in the Knoxville market. On 1230, WAYX, Waycross, Georgia is silent. On 1260, WCSA, Ripley, Mississippi, this station has also been notified by the FCC that they need to show cause why their license should not be revoked. This station has been silent since 1991 and has 30 days to respond or the license will be canceled. 1450 KIOV Payette, Idaho. New owners of this silent station report they're getting ready to return it to the air with a Spanish format, but no timetable has been announced. And finally, on 1560 WSQR in Sycamore, Illinois, this station is silent. And that will wrap up the February edition of AM Switch. It's just about time to turn it over to John Bowker, who I know, even as we speak, just to be a smarty guy, is standing out in the sunshine. I look out my window and see 14 inches of snow on the ground, and it's still coming down, and they're closing the roads, and they're closing the businesses, and they're closing the schools, and, well, in a couple of days, I'll be leaving for Florida. So, John, when I get down there, you'll see my smiling face, and we can stand in the sunshine together. John Bowker, take it away.
Oh, that's an invitation to Florida, the state with the ideal climate. Hello again, everybody. This is the Travelogue, wherein we play for you the station breaks we've collected on tape over the past 25 years or so. And today we're going to focus on 1130 on the dial, a clear channel frequency, one we share with Canada. They have one station on this channel. Before I get started, I must apologize to George Dominguez for messing up where he lives on the tribute I paid last month. He's in New York, not Nevada. Excuse me, George. And our friend we visited at the University of Texas a couple of years ago, Professor Rodney Moog. We skipped him completely because I looked up at my meters to see what I was doing, and my eyes left the script, so I'm sorry. Hope you got my tape, Rod. Anyway, it's time to get on with this busy tape now on 1130. We're going to start in New York City because of one of the biggies in my life and perhaps yours. This is what we all used to hear in New York City at 1130. We're going to hear it on the February 1994 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Nothing can quite compare to the Comedian New York. That Comedian New York.
That's what we used to hear. Great jingle package. And today what we hear at 11:30 in New York is...
Bloomberg News Radio brings you the news that matters to you. Solid news stories 24 hours a day, and it's all built around the Bloomberg News Radio 10 minutes. Throughout the hour and throughout the day, listen to Bloomberg News Radio for the news that matters to you. This is WBBR AM 1130 New York.
We're going to go down into the south central part of Pennsylvania now for WEEO. We're going to get it right for a change.
WEEO.
Am I right? I got it right. Hey, we played that one the wrong tape about 3 months ago. Sorry about that. We're going down into North Carolina this time, into the town of Eden, from 1986, then 1988, oh boy, and then 1990.
WCBX, Eden, where the message is music. Remember, if someone asks you what radio station you listen to, say WCBX, the entertainer.
Better not. That went off the air in 1988.
From the Word of God. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. WWMO, Eden, North Carolina.
One more.
You're listening to 1130 AM, WEDE, Eden, North Carolina, also serving Price and Mayfield.
Okay, we're going down into the southern part of North Carolina now.
50% chance of rain, highs in the upper 50s, partly cloudy Saturday, fair Christmas day. Right now in the country, we've got 50 degrees at our Big Y studios. WPYB Benson Dunn, it's 10 o'clock.
This is CBN News. I'm Scott Hatch. Investigators looking into the crash of Pan Am Flight 103 have recovered the so-called black box.
Okay, we cross the border into South Carolina now, and let's see what we're listening to.
You're listening to WBEF, AM 1130, Camden, South Carolina.
Now, that's called in our records an IDO, identification only. No music, no news, no nothing. Mark Strickert got that for us. I'm glad he did. I've never heard the station myself. My wife and I were traveling along the coastline of South Carolina this year, and this is what we picked up.
It's 12 noon and time to get you up to date with the information you need on WHHR, Hilton Head, Beaufort, Savannah. News is brought to you this hour by Windmill Harbor.
The thing we picked up was the station. I should make that clear.
I'm Chuck Rice. The U.S. is apparently getting under the skin of the staff of the Vatican Embassy in Panama City.
Panama City in Panama, not Florida. But here we are in the Sunshine State.
WBF, Bartow, Lake Wales, Haines City, Polk County's Oldies Channel.
You know, that theme still gives me chills. Means I'm up too late at night. This is the same station in Bartow I talked over the other ID.
Broadcasting from the heart of Central Florida, we're Oldies 1130, WWBF, Bartow, Lake Wales.
Okay, let's travel north into Tennessee.
You're in tune to countrywide radio, that's WAMG 1130 on your radio dial in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Very good. Another IDO. Here we go to Nelsonville, Ohio.
WYNO Nelsonville, Ohio, Radio 1130. We have a 16th wedding anniversary to be celebrated today, Shirley and Junior. And Mom and the family wanted to send out a congratulatory message to Shirley and Junior on their 16th wedding anniversary.
I think we finally got it right, so I, too, get a congratulatory message, Paul. 1130 Nelsonville, Ohio, WYNO. What more can I say? We were parked in Fred Vovey's driveway with a loop antenna aimed west, and this is what we picked up from his driveway in far western Ohio.
The new voice of Preble County, WCTM, Eaton.
I didn't say we picked it up well. Then we went north on I-75 into the big city. As soon as the news was over, of course.
Around the clock, this is UPI News. Defense Secretary Les Aspin has directed the Pentagon to allow women to perform certain combat assignments.
Oh, boy. Let's go north.
Million-selling single from his million-selling album. It's 7:09 on WCAR. In Detroit, fair, warm, and humid tonight with a low of 65, partly cloudy.
Okay, same equipment.
America's real country radio station. AM 1130, WCXI, Detroit.
That's right. WCXI took over WCAR, and CAR moved to Livonia.
AM 1130, WCXI brings you October, Country Music Month.
And I'd like to dedicate that to all your real country listeners.
George Strait, Johnny Cash.
And then WCXI changed once more. This is this past July I picked this up.
I stay on all the long with a haunted heart.
WWFMAM Detroit.
Back to back country favorites.
Nice to have you along this morning. I'm Skip Stevens. At 10 o'clock, and our call letters are easy to remember because they're all W's.
W-W-W-W for Country 106.7 FM.
Oh, boy. Easy to remember, but you still have to get them in the right order. Okay, let's go down into Western Indiana.
Top of the hour, this is AM 1130 WBZL Brazil and Wisdom 98 FM WSDM Brazil Terre Haute.
Brazil, Terre Haute, Indiana. Now we go to the birthplace of broadcasting, Murray, Kentucky. That's where Nathan Stubblefield got started. This isn't his station. This is the one across town.
They keep it in play. No one on, two outs. We owe you a station break, especially for the folks in Jonesboro, Arkansas. KBTM, our station there. Ball two is low. 2-0. This is the Cardinals Baseball Network.
For the best in Murray High and Callaway County basketball, tune in to WSJP Murray, home of the first region champion, Callaway County Lady Lakers.
The Lady Lakers.
Home run is a great.
Last month it was the Ducks. What's this country coming to? Well, okay, let's go north into snow country.
Radio 11, WISN, Milwaukee.
Very nice ID out of Milwaukee. And while we're up that far north, let's take two out of Minneapolis.
WDGY, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Hey, wake up! This is Jeff Hanna, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Fan, waking up to a little BS in the morning. It's...
Hey, Jeff, talking about waking up, baby. You better wake up. That station hasn't been on the air in over a year. This is what you hear in Minneapolis right now at 1130 on your dial. One of the most directional stations in the country, by the way.
Eric Nadel, voice of the Rangers. Eric Nelson for Larry Fitzgerald saying, so long, Sportsline is next.
Flagship station of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Take it to the
bank! KFAN, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, let's stay up north now.
Makes one feel like singing.
Fiesta Fridays are
participating
Fridays. Everyone looks forward to Fridays.
Tantino Yores.
Cut it out.
1130. KBMR. Bismarck, Mandan. NBC Radio News, good morning. The Supreme Court has struck down a Hialeah, Florida law banning religious animal sacrifices, ruling the law violated the Constitution.
Wouldn't you know, son John got that one in Bismarck, North Dakota. He would have that news item, wouldn't he? We're going to go 1,000 miles south where there's no snow in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Be careful where you go and take the giant along.
This is KWKH News, Shreveport. And a good morning to you. This is Frank Page with the news.
Okay, up into Kansas now, near Wichita.
I let you through the skies to Royals. No, not Royal Stadium no more. It's Kauffman Stadium.
What do you mean, no more?
And we'll get an English lesson coming your
oh,
way.
Oh, you better,
next.
Yes.
You're listening to Kelly Country Radio, AM 1130, KLEY, Wellington.
Good evening, it is now 7 o'clock. I'm Jake Wise with the latest in news.
Okay, Jake, you work with an idiot. Let's go down into Texas.
It's fit to hear. I'm H.A. Davis on KLSR AM and FM in Memphis. And
Memphis, Texas.
Trust me. CNN, as Gate City Medical brings you a worldwide report.
Let's go over into Arizona, southern Arizona, near Tucson.
Ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen, you found a friend you can turn to.
The best in Christian music.
AM 1130 KWDS. Prescott Valley, Prescott and Chino Valley.
Say, while we're that far south, we'll go over into San Diego and see what they got at 11:30.
Figures still tell a sad tale.
Sports. Tony Gwynn's bat is alive and well.
Traffic.
South Bay commute looks good.
Sun's trying to work its way through this cloud cover, but it's having a tough time this morning. We did have some overnight showers.
News, I'm Joe Templeton.
Okay, Joe, you're probably up in the valley near Fresno, too.
Stay right here all day long.
And be sure and listen for Back to the Bible at 9 o'clock in the morning or 6:30 each weekday evening here on KRDU Dinuba.
Gee, that didn't sound very much like our friend Joe Templeton, did it? We're going to go 2,000 miles west now and nice, peaceful music.
Island Radio Magic.
Okay. One station in Canada, it's got a nice jingle. Listen.
CKWX Vancouver. CKWX.
The first C was truncated, but that's the way it is. Say, I'd like to thank people like Bob Rathbun, who sent in a tape this month. Mark Strickert sent in several. Dale Hamm sent in a tape, and even Fred Volby contributed. Thanks so very much. I have the great pleasure now of introducing the newest column editor here that we have. If you'll forgive me for reassigning all my tapes here, and you can probably hear that in the background. And it occurs to me I might as well do this live. Why not? You know, the band scan, I think, is a really terrific segment on the audio service, and I think it deserves the support of all of us. And come to think of it, maybe a band scan of the sun coast of Florida would be interesting. Meantime, may we present for your listening pleasure the band scan with Iowa's finest, Jim Snowbarger. Jim?
This is Jim Snowbarger from Marshalltown, Iowa.
And this is band scan.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's not your playback equipment. It's just January in the heart of the Midwest
when things slow way down.
They like that at your house, too? This time of year, well, I'll tell you, here's a band scan to kind of help perk you up a little bit. We're wrapping up this time from my listening location out here in the heart of America, central Iowa, about 150 miles west of the Mississippi. Want to do some more work in the middle of the band between 9:90 and 12:20, and then we'll take a look at a few other pieces of miscellany that I've gathered together, things that struck me at 2 in the morning as interesting that may or may not strike you as interesting at 10 or whenever you're listening to this. We know that sometimes there's a difference, isn't there? In fact, a very wise man once spoke on the subject of what strikes whom, when, and how. And we are very fortunate to have in our possession a rare tape recording of that event. We've captured him speaking live on network radio many years ago before a glass panel. And we apologize for the audio quality, but here's what he said.
Things strike me at 10 o'clock in the morning. It may not strike you at 2 o'clock in the morning. That may not strike you at 10 o'clock in the morning. It may not strike me at 2 o'clock in the morning. That may not strike you at 10 o'clock in the morning. It may not strike me at 2 o'clock in the morning. That may not strike you at 10 o'clock in the morning. It may not strike me at 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. My suggestion would be if something doesn't strike you quite right about this column, try listening to it at 2 in the morning. Here at 990 CBW Winnipeg, 50 kilowatts at night. is Mexico City tonight, usually a bit of WMVP Chicago in there, although they're directional the other way.
Thanks, Andre Pierre. From everyone at CFRB 1010.
CFRB?
She was so proud of it.
KDKA Pittsburgh.
After dinner, She cut a nice sized piece of pot.
Now, 10:30 and 10:50 are a bit of a problem because of WHO, which is 50 kilowatts, about 40 miles away. They're very much like a local here, but if I adjust the loop carefully.
Now, do you have a time frame to be on again, or?
WBZ Boston.
Let's see, a time frame. Why don't I turn the
orchestra? It's 10:40, WHO. Now, if I tune the loop very carefully, I can put WHO down to a pretty low null. That allows me to pull in 10:50. I think that's CKSB up in St. Boniface, Manitoba. U2, 10,000 watts. 10:60, of course, is WKY in Philadelphia. I don't know who's in the background tonight.
92. Charlotte dot Washington, 127 to 111. Troy to be.
10:70 is kind of blank tonight. KRLD
at 8:30
in Dallas.
If there's some
KEY in Little Rock on 1090, big 50,000 watts aimed right at us. 3W in Cleveland. Way, way down tonight. Usually quite a bit stronger than that. 1110. Don't know who that is. Usually get a bit of KFAB off the backside, but nothing tonight.
Places, but those places for sure.
KMOX, St. Louis, 1130. Mostly that's KFAN up in Minneapolis. Very tight directional array, like eight towers. I mean, they're a really narrowly focused beam pumping right up into Canada, and sometimes we get them a bit off the backside here at night. With that many towers, you probably get them out of tune fairly easily. We do get them during the day, of course. And at night, we sometimes get KWKH Shreveport. That's fairly common here, especially around sundown. And the other night, you East Coasters will want to know.
AM 1130, WBBR, 240.
That's right. There they are, WBBR, 240 in the morning, making it out here.
What are you going to do?
What can you do? 1130 is a mess, isn't it? Just unbelievable. You know how many 50,000-watt stations are on there? I can think of, six? Milwaukee, Detroit, New York, Minneapolis, Shreveport, and there are more, but I've already dedicated more time to 1130 than I meant to.
So, what do you say?
I say let's move along. Here's how WRVA sounds out here. 1150. A fight between KSAL Salina, Kansas, 5 kilowatts, about 600 miles away, and a 1 kilowatt down in Des Moines. WIMA never makes it here anymore. It used to. 1160. KSL is in the mud tonight. 1170 is a battle between KJOC down in Davenport and KBOO Tulsa. Oh, my God. 1180 is kind of a battle tonight. Normally, that's WHAM, but Radio Rebelde or Taino or somebody like that's beating them up tonight. The other night, I got them pretty well, though.
To keep their federal money, they will go to the poor black communities just for bodies.
So there you go. WHAM does make it here. 1190 is a mess.
But I had a little problem.
1200, with though.
I won't bore you with the details. But
good, strong dose of Roy Masters from WOAI in San Antonio.
Insane.
And the Chicago station in the background. They're directional at night.
Printers. I just couldn't be bothered to fight with them and try to have DJ Matt run their business.
Houston has allowed under 11 points per game.
WOGL.
Quarterback Warren Moon is coming off his best outing of the season as he threw for...
That's a fairly common signal level coming from them. 1220, just a little bit of the Cleveland station, not a lot. Kind of hard to pick them out, but they are definitely in there. Now, a couple of other miscellanei from the upper portion of the band, if you will. Tuning from 1280 toward 1290. Here's the new KKAR.
By some socioeconomists.
From Omaha.
University of Michigan, who are not...
That used to be KOIL, and then they had that famous swap between 1180 and 1290 over in Omaha. 1310.
News Radio 1310, WIBA, is home to CBS Radio.
That, of course, WIBA Madison, 5 kilowatts at night. They're in here every now and then. And 1430 is another hotbed. WRTH St. Louis, the old WIL. Now, if we buzz up the band past the mundane regionals, which are of interest only to the serious DXer.
Plant conservation trees for your family and future.
1500. KSTP St. Paul, 50 kilowatts directional, mostly west. I think they're a three-tower array. And they're not really aimed at us, so we have a little trouble with them. But they are my Rush Limbaugh connection for late at night, since I work during the day when he's on. I've got to have my Rush. And now, brothers and sisters, screaming at the world. WLAC. People really listen to this stuff?
What are you going
to
do?
Let them have it, I guess. Hey, 1520. KOMA, Oklahoma City. Kind of spotty, but sometimes very strong here. 15:30, the Kroger commercial from WCKY Cincinnati. Possible tonight only because next door, our local air pollution radio station...
has gone silent.
No, I think they're just practicing.
Being silent.
Yeah. Nothing surprising from KXEL. Other little tidbits this month include...
New York's capital region and the great Northeast at 3 o'clock.
See, just a trailing bit of an ID from WGY Schenectady. We really do get them. And the other day, I took my boombox out to my passive loop and tuned it up to 700. And it was pretty blank, as you can hear. But I brought that baby into resonance, and here's what I got.
If you miss a day, you miss a lot on 700 WLW.
Well, there you go. It's WLW captured out in central Iowa in the daytime. That's about 500 miles by day. Of course, it's about 500 miles by night, too, come to think of it. But they're actually harder miles during the day, aren't they? I wonder if he can laugh like that indefinitely. Very possibly he can. Hey, that's it for this month. Next month, we'll be back with...
Mark Marino.
When he was still living out in the L.A. area, Long Beach in particular. He did a scan of the band from that location. We'll feature highlights from that next month. We're also looking forward to getting your tape. Want to know how things look from your part of the country? Send your tapes to me, Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R, at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. See you next month.
Well, we were unable to get a hold of Captain Jeff Tynan, as he apparently is on the road, and so are we. And by the way, just to give you an idea where we're at, we went through Chicago, Illinois, and up through the QTH of Johnny Ott, which, if you don't know where Johnny Ott lives, I'll give you a hint. One of the stations on today's travelogue was on that. In fact, they have a very tight pattern. Okay, let's see if you get that one. We'll give you some more clues here a little bit later on. Anyways, we were unable to get a hold of our good friend, Jeff Tynan. So what we have is a list of some of the CPC tests for this month, February, and also for March. And they include the following stations. On February 1st, 1994, WYNI will be testing on Tuesday morning on a frequency of 930 kilohertz from Monroeville, Alabama. And they'll be testing from 0200 to 0300 Eastern Standard Time. On Thursday, February 3rd, 1994, WRDB 1400 in Reedsburg, Wisconsin, will be testing from 0300 to 0330 Eastern Standard Time. On Monday, February 7th, WHVW 940 in Hyde Park, New York, will be testing from midnight to midnight 30 Eastern Standard Time. Also on Monday morning, February 7th, WDMJ 1320 in Marquette, Michigan, will be testing from 0100 to 0200 Eastern Standard Time. And then also following up that tradition on February 7th will be WIAN on 1260 out of Ishpeming, Michigan. And they'll be testing from 0100 to 0200. So between Marquette and Ishpeming, you're going to have to hop back and forth between those WIANs on 1260, of course, and WDMJ on 1320. On February 14th, 1994, Monday morning, WGTO 540 in Osoki, I believe it is, Florida. I'm kind of trying to read my handwriting here. It used to be licensed to Cypress Springs, if I remember right. We'll be testing from 0200 to 0300 Eastern Standard Time. Also on the morning of the 14th, KIEZ 540 will be testing out of Salinas, California, from 0330 to 0400 Eastern Standard Time. So you have a half hour between those two tests on February 14th. February 20th includes KLER on 1300 out of Orfano, Idaho, at 0201 to 0230 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be interesting to see if we can hear that one back here in Ohio. February 21st includes WDLB 1450 at Marshfield, Wisconsin on the morning of the 21st between 0230 and 0300 Eastern Standard Time. My old alma mater will be testing on February 28th 1994. That's WHND 560 out of Monroe, Michigan, from midnight to midnight 30 Eastern Standard Time. And hopefully they'll be switching that to non-directional. If they do, that test should show up both in many of the states such as Nebraska, Texas, and all over the East Coast, because we did a test back in 1983 doing it with 500 watts non-directional, and we had more than 28 reports turned in. February 28th, 1994, yields WIXN 1460 out of Dixon, Illinois, from 0130 to 0200 Eastern Standard Time. Then in the month of March, we have two. March the 7th has WIWO 1580 out of South Bend, Indiana, from 0400 to 0500 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. On March the 21st, WTIV 1230 out of Titusville, Pennsylvania, will be testing from 1230 to 0100 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, it goes without saying that if you happen to hear one of these stations, be sure to send in a reception report and thank them for making that test available. If you don't hear the station, you might even want to drop them a card and tell them that, you know, we didn't hear you, but thanks a lot for running a test, because after all, these stations are doing these tests under their own costs and stuff, and they're doing it as a service to you, the DXers. So please thank them kindly for their participation in the CPC program. And that's all we have on the CPC report for this month, and hopefully next month we'll have the good captain back. And we'll talk about more DX stuff on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. Now, let's see, what kind of things can we get into now? Well, we've got a few interesting things. First of all, let's check out our DX Change column, and I think we might have a few more DX Change items coming in here as we go along the DX Audio Service. Got to reach back here and grab my copy real quick here. Don Trelford at Post Office Box 120, St. Anne's Bay, Jamaica, West Indies, is looking for a used 1993 WRTH, which he's willing to pay half price for. Contact Don if you've got one of those that you'd like to part with. Chilton Pacific Limited, whose phone number is 800-717-7780, just sent us a catalog listing Sangean portables, plus the GE Super Radio 3 and radios from Sony and IY, and various antennas such as the Select antenna and Black Box, and battery charges, I should say. If you'd like one of their catalogs, you might want to get a hold of them at, again, 800-717-7780. Edited by Larry Van Horn, Grove's Shortwave Directory is now off the press. It's priced at $29.95 with a three-ring binder, or $24.95 without the binder, plus $5 UPS shipping. The directory includes hundreds of RTTY and fax listings. You can contact Grove Enterprises at 1-800-438-8155 or area code 704-837-9200 outside Canada and the United States. Radio Festival 1994. The Southern California area DXers and its members clubs are sponsoring an all-band get-together next August 10th through the 14th, 1994, at the Holiday Inn in Bristol Plaza in Cosa Mesa, California. More information is available from SCADS, SCADS 1994, at post office, I'll make that street address, 6398 Pleasant, or is that Pheasant? I guess it's Pheasant Drive in Buena Park, California, 90620. And updates can be heard through HCJB's DX Party Line Club segment for the ASWLC. Well, I'll take a look here and find out that we've just about run out of side one of the DX Audio Service. You could probably hear the heater going on in the background here. The room in which we're staying is a little bit on the chilly side. Up here in the northern part of the United States, temperature outside presently is 28 degrees. Wind chill is a kind of brisk minus 47, as reported by one of the local stations. In fact, one of the local stations here seems to be a station, or it's semi-local, it's a little bit DX, I guess you'd call it, but it's on 890, and it's not Chicago. So there's another hint for you. On side two of the DX Audio Service, we've got Mr. Phil Wayne with a look at the market scope for this edition of the DX Audio Service. We'll start out side two with Phil. And then, of course, we got the musings for members. And hopefully we'll be able to get the machine to play back over the telephone all the way from Ohio back to here. We'll record them and then put them on the tape back to back. So stay tuned to your DX Audio Service. We'll have musings for members and the market scope. And, of course, goes without saying, if you have any comments or critiques, bouquets, or brickbats, send them to us here at the DX Audio Service at Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031, or call us at area code 419-228-4199. That's it for this side. See you on side two.